Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
U.S. bombs Islamic extremists in northern Iraq. Israel and Hamas resume fighting. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. White House officials say reports of the dire and deteriorating situation in Iraqi Christians and Kurds, along with the gains made by militants in the past week, triggered President Barack Obama's decision to authorize airstrikes and other military action in Iraq. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
It was a number of factors that finally brought President Obama to authorize U.S. warplanes to strike militants in Iraq. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the urgent reports the president saw this week about the dire and deteriorating situation were the number one reason. The second reason is the intelligence the president has been receiving about the militants' advances toward the northern Kurdish city of Erbil, where the United States has a consulate and a number of military advisors.
That also led to the president's conclusion that a more robust military action could be required to ensure the safety and security of those American officials in Erbil.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Israel pounded Gaza with a series of airstrikes Friday that after Hamas resumed rocket attacks against Israel when talks broke down on extending a three-day truce. Smoke rose above Gaza as Israeli warplanes retaliated against dozens of rockets fired by Hamas into Israel, restarting a month-long conflict that has already left almost 2,000 people dead. The latest fighting killed at least five Palestinians and injured two Israelis. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he was deeply disappointed that the parties were unable to agree to an extension of the three-day break in the violence in their talks in Cairo. Rival Afghan presidential candidates have agreed to end their election dispute and begin working towards a national unity government. Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani have been deadlocked on the ongoing audit of 8 million votes cast during the presidential runoff, with only a fraction of ballots reviewed for irregularities so far. After holding a second day of talks with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Kabul, the candidates on Friday signed an agreement saying they would cooperate on forming a national unity government after the audit is complete. Abdullah.
We have agreed on this mutual program. We are committed to work together to develop it further, and our teams will start working on this, on the details of it, for a few days, leaving the outcome of the elections aside of what has happened in the past, but rather looking towards the future for the interest of the national unity of the government, with every eventuality which might come up as a result of the audit process.
The United States wants a new Afghan president in office before the end of the month, in advance of the September 4th NATO summit in Wales, where the international community's role in Afghanistan will be a focus. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola outbreak in West Africa a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein has our report from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
After sifting through a mountain of information and evidence over the past 2 days, the WHO Emergency Committee unanimously declared that the Ebola outbreak in West Africa constitutes an extraordinary event which demands extraordinary measures to bring it under control. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, says recommendations issued by the committee aim to contain existing outbreaks in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, and to prevent further international spread. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States says any unilateral attempt by Russia to deliver humanitarian aid to eastern Ukraine will be viewed as an invasion. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, told a U.N. Security Council meeting on Ukraine Friday that while Russia has proposed creating humanitarian corridors to send urgent aid to civilians in war-torn eastern Ukraine, such aid should be delivered by international organizations. Power says any further unilateral intervention by Russia in Ukraine would be completely unacceptable. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and our celebration of the 60th birthday of one of the greats of modern jazz, guitarist, composer, and bandleader Pat Metheny. Yes, we're celebrating the 60th birthday. I can't even believe that Pat Metheny is 60 years old. He and I have kind of grown up together. We're from the same generation. I don't feel that old. I know he doesn't. He always looks like the perpetual teenager, and he has the energy of a kid, musically and otherwise. So happy birthday to Pat Metheny on the 12th of August. We'll talk to him later this hour and hear more of his wonderful music, as we did last hour. But first, I want to celebrate another of the greats of jazz history. Also born in August, the great pianist Bill Evans was born on the 16th of August in 1929. He would be 85 years old if he were around today, and oh, how we wish he were. He died at the age of 51, far too young, of numerous maladies, much of it triggered from his long-time drug abuse. And though he was a tortured soul in many ways, he was one of the most fantastic pianists and composers in all of jazz history. The defining element of his style of playing is that beautiful melodic playing and his way of chording, and the fact that he, in many ways, for many people, pianists and otherwise, defined the jazz piano trio for all time, with songs like this. Actually, this is a quartet setting for his classic song with Cannonball Adderley on saxophone, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on the drums from 1961. Here's Bill Evans' classic, Waltz for Debbie. Thank you.
next day. I can know now there's a price that you'll have to pay. And I mean you, I mean you. I'm gonna let you push me around on the ground. I can't hang now. I've got some new plan that you found. And I mean you, I mean you, I mean you. There's only me. And for you, what are you gonna do? If you're gonna do me this way, I can't stay. I can't do no. There's a price that you'll have to pay. And I mean you, I mean you.
Brooklyn-born but now Montreal, Canada-based vocalist Ronnie Lee from her new release, What's Going On, with her version of I Mean You, the Thelonious Monk classic, with lyrics added by John Hendricks and her vocalizing on this brand new work. Hope you enjoyed that. Here on VOA's Jazz America, there's always fantastic new vocal material coming out every day. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of the program, we're celebrating the 60th birthday of the great guitarist, composer, band leader, and 20-time Grammy Award winner, Pat Metheny. I've had a number of conversations with Pat, and in this conversation, I want him to give me some thoughts about what it's like being 60 years old, but remaining so young in heart and spirit.
You are an absolutely unique person and artist. And as a person, you've always seemed like a kid. And when you turn 75 years old, I have a feeling you're going to be a kid. You're going to be that happy-go-lucky, I'm a player, I'm out there, I'm doing it, I feel good. You know, that's the way you were when you were 20 when I first met you, in your 30s and 40s. But at the same time, you were, when you were very, very young, and I want to ask you when this happened, had sensibilities attuned enough to the intricacies of music to hear something like other people can. In other words, you were an old soul. So you're young and you're old at the same time. As a person, that's my observation. How do you respond to that?
Well, I would take all of those as compliments. First of all, thank you. That's very nice. And this thing of being young is something that I've seen in many, many people that I feel are heroes of mine. Roy Haynes is a great example.
I interviewed him about 6 months ago, and I felt the exact same way. The guy is 80
amazing.
Years old, and he seems like, and he looks, he's pumped up and everything, too, physically and mentally.
And also, his curiosity is sort of unabated. Mm-hmm. He just wants to know what's happening, mm-hmm. really. He wants to know what's going on. And he's really curious. He really keeps his ears open. And Sonny Rollins is another one. I just feel like, you know, those guys, and you know what? I'm sure both of them were just like that when they were 16. Mm-hmm. You know, and on the other hand, I can think of some people who, when they're 17 or 18, are already kind of crotchety, you know. You know, I was on a situation where there were like some kind of like, you know, let's call them young lion kind of guys, you know, and there was a VCR in this control room, you know, it's like, you know how to work that thing? And like, you know, I mean, these guys were like 20, 21. No, I don't know how to work one of those gall darn things. I mean, it's like, man, you guys are, you know, you're talking like you're 90-year-olds, you know, and Roy was in the other room. He's, I'll show you how, you know, I mean, it's just the contrast was so striking that it was sort of like, okay, you know, it doesn't really have to do with chronology. It's much more about,
spirit.
Spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
there's some of that enthusiastic, exuberant, youthful sound of the music of Pat Metheny. That's the Pat Metheny Group from their late 80s release, Still Life Talking, with that Latin groove, the wordless vocals, such a signature of the Pat Metheny Group sound on the beautiful song, It's Just Talk. Now, here's another of Pat Metheny's contemporaries who also maintains that youthful attitude. He is saxophonist Joshua Redman. Here's his version of the Thelonious Monk classic Trinkle Tinkle from his new release, Trios Live, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. I think Thelonious Monk would be pretty pleased with that version of his classic song Trinkle Tinkle. In a trio setting, that is Joshua Redman on saxophone leading a trio from his newest release, Trios Live. We'll get back to the music and more conversation with birthday boy Pat Metheny here on VOA's Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Please play Miles Davis's Someday My Prince Will Come in memory of my late dad, from whom I inherited the love of music, the panacea for distress of the soul. Thanks. I'm mailing from Accra, Ghana. My name, Arisme Brown. My late father, Eugene Anazir. Thanks. Well, Arisme, it is my great pleasure to play this classic piece of jazz history, recorded in 1961 with Miles Davis on the trumpet, joined by Hank Mobley and John Coltrane, Wynton Kelly, Paul Chambers, and Jimmy Cobb. As great a band as there ever has been. Someday, my prince will come on VOA's Jazz America.
We'll be right back.
Some brilliant new jazz vocalizing from a young lady born in the upper Midwestern state of Illinois, but her parents are from Rwanda and Uganda. She is Somi, S-O-M-I, and that's her debut effort, the Lagos Music Salon. And a song from that work, which features Angelique Kidjo, the song entitled Lady Revisited. Now, she visited once again, though she'd been there many, many times, though born in the USA, Africa, and went to Lagos, Nigeria for 18 months to soak up the atmosphere, and certainly, as you just heard with the album The Lagos Music Salon, the influence of Fela Kuti and Afro-pop and Afro-jazz, certainly a big part of the sound of the music of Somi. Hope you enjoyed that brand new work here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and my special guest this week is celebrating on the 12th of August his 60th birthday. Let's talk further with the great guitarist, composer, bandleader, and 20-time Grammy Award winner, Pat Metheny.
Something that I keep coming back to again and again is the requirement that the jazz form mandates of all of us really addressing this time through the prism of the form and the sophistication of the form. To me, jazz is a form that really does not respond well to nostalgia. It doesn't really seem to work as a sort of retroactive mechanism to view music. There's certainly plenty of fine music that's done under those auspices. But when I think about all of my favorite musicians, every single one of them, there's one of them. And each guy has come along and somehow reflected the realities of the life that he's living, the way that people are during that guy's moment on Earth, in a very accurate way, that somehow becomes timeless, even though it's of a time. And my thing has always been that I want to be in this time. As much as I love 1965, I mean, maybe that was the greatest musical year ever, you know, in terms of popular folk music or jazz or whatever you want to call it. It's not 1965, and no matter how much I wish it were, it's not, and it will never be again. And it wasn't 1965 in 1974 either, or 1975 or 1989 or whatever. To me, the idea would be to take the elements that I am experiencing and the sounds that I'm hearing, and in particular, the possibilities that exist now that never existed before, and filter them sort of through the kind of wisdom and insight that one gains through a life of study as a musician, of understanding how the music works, and sort of coming out of that on the other side with a sound, an idea, a feeling, a composition, an improvisation that has that sort of authority that you can only get if you're honestly addressing the realities of your own moment in time.
Well said, well said.
And here's a song from the Pat Metheny Group that has an important title, because I believe Pat Metheny's going to be around for a long time. It's called Here to Stay, from the album We Live Here on Jazz America, from the VOA Music Mix Network. That's the title cut from the album Wingspan. It's the late great pianist Mulgrew Miller and his quintet. Now, Mulgrew Miller was born a day and a year after Pat Metheny and sadly passed away in 2013 at the age of 57. We remember him fondly. And we celebrate the 60th birthday of Pat Metheny. Happy birthday to him. On the next edition of Jazz America, I hope you'll join me. Two more modern masters, Randy Brecker and Mike Stern, who have wonderful solo careers, are also called upon to be guest artists on other people's work. We'll hear some of those collaborations and talk to these two great masters on the next Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. Join me then.